Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is the coal mine of free speech. It's a coal mine because sometimes in a coal mine you find a diamond, and you've got diamonds of free speech down in this coal mine of hardworking miners. And so go to go to republicbroadcasting.org. Don't send a lump of coal. We've already got all the coal. Send shekels and do it. You'll be glad you did. And if you send like $230, you get matching his and her t-shirts and coffee mugs. Not his and his, not her and her. No, and there's no trans. There's only two genders. You get the matching his and her. Although, like, if you're going to get something for Father's Day, you can get his and his if it's for Father's Day, you know, but none of that gay stuff. Anyway, then go to Republic Broadcast, go to nationalbugle.com, click on the donate button. No, I'm getting it all wrong, but that's because we're doing a back-to-back. We just did Jeremy's show live, and now it's late, and we're doing my show recorded, the Dynamic Duo, but first co-certified. So download the co-certified app from nationalbugle.com. You'll be glad you did. All right, Jeremy, what's up?
Are you there? What's up? Hey, you got me?
Yep.
Yeah, what's up is a lot of prep that we didn't get to last night. We took the callers, but the GOP is going total tranny. Did you hear that?
Yeah, because there's, if you've ever heard of DR3 or whatever it is, Democrats are the real racists, the new message is Republicans are the real Democrats.
And Democrats are the real anti-trans is what this message has given me. Because in California, you've got Newsom, who is a COVID cabalist, and he's being recalled. And one of the contenders for the seat of governor in California is one, Caitlyn Jenner. Really, it's Bruce Jenner, a male, who has done some funky stuff, and he's posing as a female. I don't know. This is weird. Did you see this one?
Yeah, and I guess Bruce Jenner is a MAGA person. Maybe this is Lady MAGA the Second or something. But here's the thing. I mean, normally I would just want to look at somebody's policies because that's really, really important. But I know there's like going to be, there should be like 100 people on the ballot because it's really easy to get on the ballot for governor. And honestly, just looking at Bruce Jenner, because I remember the 76 Olympics where he won the gold medal. He was the world's greatest athlete. That's what they called him. If you won the decathlon, that's what they called you, the world's greatest athlete. And he won in Montreal, and he was a big hero. And I was on the track team. And, you know, I did long jump. I did long distance. I tried to do sprinting, but I was too slow getting out of the blocks. And there were too many blacks in the school, too, so I wasn't going to get there. But at any rate, he was a hero. And he was the world's greatest athlete, and he was a man. He was a man's man. And then I guess he got married to, did he get married to, what's, not Kevorkian, Kardashian, the lawyer's wife, or his widow, because the Kardashian, yeah. What was his first name? Something Kardashian, and he was OJ's lawyer. He was on the dream team with Alan Dershowitz and some other people. And then I guess he died, and he was rich. And did Bruce Jenner marry his widow? Was that the connection there?
Something like that. I think the point to take away here is that the Republican Party is pulling us into the LGBTQP. You know, the whole scene where Bruce Jenner, aka Caitlyn Jenner, runs for a Republican slot to replace Newsom, and the Republicans are supposed to cheer this thing on. And it's pulling the Republican Party into the neoliberal accept transgender whole scene. Mm-hmm. That's the shot that I see.
And that maybe is the most important thing. But at my age and with my background, there's a related issue, and that is that Bruce Jenner, who was the world's greatest athlete, then became kind of an appendage of this TV family of coal-burning women. Is that what we say? Like, really badly behaved women. But in particular, his stepdaughters were all sleeping with black men. And then what does he do? After having all his stepdaughters sleep with black men and keeping up with the Kardashians, the girls were supposed to keep up with his stepdaughters by sleeping with black men. That was the message there. And then what does he do? Did he chop off his genitalia? Is that what he did? I think that's what he did. Did he actually chop it off? I don't know. But then you look at the photo of him, and you look at like anything with resolution, and it's just a creature. And so that's what they did to the world's greatest white athlete, is they turned it into this freak, self-mutilated freak who rejects his own manhood.
So he's poised as some, conservative that's going to come into this gubernatorial race in California and take it for the GOP. And so, conservatives are supposed to be led to this area where they're like, yeah, we don't like that, but we're going to support it because conservatism. And what it's doing is it's making transgenderism, trannyism, it's just normalizing it for the conservative movement. That's the purpose of all this. I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to run into a lot of backlash on this, but it's definitely what they're trying to do. I don't know. What say you?
So, no, that is what they're trying to do. And I don't mean to rag on boomers, but I talk to boomers who watch Fox News, and they have come to they've accepted gay marriage for the most part. They've accepted trannyism for the most part. I mean, maybe with certain asterisks and certain qualifications. So that is what this is about. Now, it's easy to get on the ballot. At least 20 years ago it was, and I assume it's the same now. It's really easy to get on the ballot for this recall election. I'll tell you, I don't know who's running, but I do know who's been a pretty successful candidate in past statewide elections in California, and that's Ron Unz. Mike Rivera always refers him to as Ron Unz. I think it's Unz. I'm not 100% sure. But that's the guy. He's a Jewish guy, but he's a very smart guy. And he is a Holocaust revisionist, and he is pretty racially realistic. And he might have some residual Jewish attitudes about this or that, but barring somebody who might be more interesting or better to support, he's had a lot of success. I think he got about in a regular Republican primary back when they had them in California. I think in 1996, it was either for Senate or for governor. I think it must have been for Senate. I think he was running against Pete Wilson. And he got close to 40% in the primary. So it's, that's a big state. That's a lot of votes. So we'll see. Do you have any other thoughts on it?
Well, yeah, going on with the article from the insider.com, Trump loyalist mocked and misgendered Caitlyn Jenner after she announced that her run for California governor.
What's the news source?
This is insider.com.
So insider is complaining about Bruce Jenner being misgendered by some by somebody?
Mushrooms. Yeah, yeah. So the complaint here, the article's complaint is that this trans person is trying to run for GOP in California, and but yet these racist Nazi Trump supporters are misgendering it, or as the media calls it, they call it her, and that's the problem. So that's the basis of the problem.
Well, there is the catch-all pronoun she, he, it. She, it. She, yeah.
Right. Well, it's interesting. On the one hand, you have this individual who is trans, is trying to subvert the right wing part of politics, you know, by trying to be a positive role model. And on the other hand, you know, the left is trying to say, look at these people who are, you know, Trump supporters, Nazis, white supremacists, whatever. They're rejecting this person. So there's two levels of subversion going on here, you see.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, the fact that they can run this thing who doesn't know if it's a male or female is a subversion. And the fact that the left is attacking those normal people who would push back against this, there's the second level of subversion. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Here's this is a question. I guess it's a stupid question, but sometimes I'm the stupid one. So you had Bruce Jenner, and he at least married attorney Kardashian's widow, right, or something like that. He wasn't gay marrying anybody. He was real marrying a woman. So he's not even gay. What's all this tranny stuff? I don't know where it comes from.
Well, I mean, it's in the push to try to accept this as the norm, and they're very obviously, as we originally said, trying to get conservatives and right wingers to accept transgenders as their, as their representatives. We can be representatives by trans as well. That's the thing. So, and then anybody that pushes against it, well, you're a neo-Nazi. You're transphobic if you push against this. That's what I'm getting from the article.
So another famous tranny who got into politics was Bradley Manning, who I think ran for either Senate or House of Representatives in Delaware, I believe. I think that's... So Bradley Manning, under the stage name Chelsea Manning, ran for office. And I don't know what his platform was. If it was something like, you know, it was an anti-war platform or whatever, and he's running... was he running with the Green Party? He was running with some leftist party. That's one thing, because they're already like they're all in on the tranny stuff. But to bring it over to the side that should be pushing back against it, that is a totally different thing, and unacceptable.
You know, another thing that this does is it takes away from the controversy of why is Gavin Newsom being recalled to begin with, because he did unconstitutional COVID restrictions.
That's right? That's a very good point.
Yeah. So they're trying to draw you away from that argument. Why is he being recalled? Mm-hmm. And they're trying to make it a trans thing. Look at Bruce Jenner, or, you know, whatever this thing is that you should have a penis, Jenner. And it distracts you. Really, the argument here is Newsom is being recalled because he overstepped his bounds as mm-hmm. governor. That's the talking point. Go ahead, Patrick.
No, that's exactly you're exactly right. And so we shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a distraction about trannyism. it shouldn't even be a distraction about MAGA or Trump, really. This is an opportunity to focus on the whole, Corona apocalypse hoax. And because isn't really that what the recall's about? I believe it is.
Well, yeah, it is, and so, I mean, the Jewish dominated elite has played this hand very well. You know, instead of people talking about, well, why is Newsom being recalled? Instead, now it becomes, well, look at this tranny. It should have rights as well. You know, it should be politically recognized, and that becomes the talking point. So, yeah, no, it's just as we mentioned, it's a diversion. This whole tranny thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not buying any Wheaties box that has a trannied out version of Bruce Jenner on it. That's for sure. So, where do we go next?
Well, Jerusalem is a stumbling block. That's the next article in prep that we have. New players add volatility in Jerusalem tensions, and this is from the AP. The holy city of Jerusalem is a tinderbox of competing religious and political claims that has reportedly been triggered by bouts of Israeli-Palestinian violence. This time around, there have been some additional sparks, including Jewish extremists who, emboldened by their political patrons' recent election to parliament, staged a provocative march to Jerusalem's walled old city, chanting death to the Arabs. So a little political commentary of the Jewish version of the alt-right in Jerusalem. I don't know. Did you have time to look through this explainer article?
No, but the background of Jerusalem, just briefly, not the millennia long background, but the 20th century background. In when the British were going to give up the Palestinian mandate, they ruled over Jerusalem and what was called Palestine. Since the end of World War I, under a League of Nations mandate, there was a map that the Jews tentatively agreed to, but with like poison pill conditions, or conditions that were unacceptable, and the Arabs didn't accept. There was a map that basically divided Palestine in half, and of course the Arabs made up the substantial majority of the population, but they also owned, like, in terms of land ownership, they owned like 90-something% of the land. So it was completely unacceptable to them. And then the Jews were very well armed and very well organized. And even though you could say, oh, well, there was Lebanon, there was Syria, there was there was Jordan, most of them were also in the same process of being, decolonized or whatever. And the Jews took over half of, and Jerusalem, though, Jerusalem was not to be in either country. It was to be an independent, not independent city, but it was to be a international city, not part of either side. But the Jews captured half of Jerusalem, and the other half, which was, Palestinians were living there, they didn't capture. At any rate, we're about to hit the break. We'll be right back.
To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number, hadn't checked it.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're back in between 48 and 1967. For those 19 years, half of Jerusalem, the old half, the historic half, was part of Jordan, which was sometimes called Transjordan. Actually, it was called Transjordan during that period. I don't remember when it started being called Jordan and not Transjordan. I guess it was called Transjordan at that point. That's right. After 67, the Jews captured not just the rest of Jerusalem, but they captured the West Bank. And all that was left of the Transjordan was the part on the other side of the Jordan River, which really was, that's what Transjordan means, across the river. And the funny thing is that when Jordan still had territory on, you know, on the seaside, on the historic side of the Jordan River, they were calling themselves Transjordan. And when they lost that and actually became Transjordan, they just dropped the trans and became Jordan. I don't know. It has nothing to do with tranny. So Jerusalem was supposed to be a international city. Now since 67, it's been under complete Israeli rule, and they've been gradually ethnically cleansing the city and getting the using a variety of means to get the Palestinian Arabs out to marginalize them. Sorry about all that, that history lesson. But so what's in the article? Because something's going on now. What's going on?
Hey.
Yep.
Hey, am I a boomer?
Yep, you are an honorary boomer.
Because I did a boomer mute. Yeah. No, it's very apt that you were bringing up. So the article goes on to explain that, Israel captured East Jerusalem along with the West Bank and Gaza Strip in 67 in the Mideast War, and the Palestinians claim all three areas for a future independent state with East Jerusalem as their capital. So the thing to take away from here is that the Jews believe that all that land belongs to them, that they can go through it without, they can take it without going through God, and they can push the Palestinians off of that land and have a religious mandate. That's the gist of all of this. When in actuality, they rejected their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this gets into some religious stuff I know that you don't normally get into, but I'm just giving you this, view.
Get into it.
Yeah, this giving you this view that, the Jews believe they were promised this land, but they rejected Christ. So since then, they have been, their land has been neglected to them. Mm-hmm. And so if they can get it through means other than submitting themselves to God, that's what they're doing. Through global politics, banking, and treachery. And we've seen this since the 1917 Balfour Declaration, where the Rothschilds went into an agreement with the British Empire to get the land of Palestine in change for the Jews getting America into the First World War. So that's what we see playing out still here in current year, is that the Jews are trying to take even more of their land for the greater Israel. You see?
Mm-hmm. And, the one thing about that you can say about Jews is they do have a very long view of history. That's for sure. And when you look at what they do, there's a lot of incrementalism here. And there's a lot of people say, well, they've got this plan to have greater Israel from the river to the sea. And sometimes the river to the sea means the Jordan River. But then also there's the land between the two rivers. Some people talk more about that, the greater Israel, which would be from the Euphrates to the Nile. And I don't think we're going to see the Euphrates to the Nile in our lifetimes. But that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of Jews who do look at it that way. And, how an anaconda or a python kills its prey? It's not so much by squeezing. It's by whenever the prey exhales, they just take it. Whenever there's an opening, they take that opening, and then they hold it. And then when there's another opening, they take that opening and they hold it. It's not so much by squeezing hard, but it's by taking whatever opening they. I think that's what it is. I think that's what they do. That's what it said in my children's book when I was a kid, and I believe it. And that's what they do. They it's very incremental. They got a very long view of history, and I guess we're just seeing it in progress. But look, we're up on the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back. So, COVID cabalists demand more lockdowns?
There is a correlation between the COVID cabalist and the climate change cabalist. As we've noted, in the fall of 2020, many climatologists have said that, oh, look, the lockdowns caused a sufficient decrease in carbon emissions, you know, 3 or 4% or whatever. Therefore, lockdowns benefit global climate change narrative. That's what I took away from that. And so Forbes has a very interesting article that I sent you. Report: the world needs an equivalent of pandemic lockdowns every 2 years to meet the Paris carbon emissions goals. This, to me, tells us one of the main goals that they've been pushing forward with these COVID lockdowns is that they want to meet the Paris climate emissions goals. And this is a global, climate change agenda that they're implementing. And they have openly stated here in this article that they want to do more lockdowns, at least lockdowns every 2 years, to meet these standards. Do you have anything on that before we delve deeper into it?
Well, I always do. So, like, on the one hand, I do think the environment is changing. The climate is part of the environment, and it's changing, and it is changing in part, in a significant part, because of human activity. But also, I think all of this stuff, like the Paris Climate Accord, is a fool's errand. You do have to admit that these people are the right people for the job. But they're on a fool's errand. Where to go with this?
If they really cared about the environment, wouldn't there be better ways to implement their changes than what they're doing?
Better? What does better even mean? Well, I mean, obviously, if you're going to be completely honest, it's the population is the big pusher of all this. And of course, where is the population increase coming from? It's coming from Africa in particular, and then the Muslim belt to a lesser extent. Other parts of the third world to an even lesser extent. It's primarily Africa. Nobody's going to say that because it would be totally racist. So rather than being mean and saying that that African population is going to be out of control unless something is done, that would be mean, and it could hurt black feelings. And so instead, we should have perennial lockdowns, and then let the Africans have our countries. I guess is right.
I mean, that seems to be the way that they're going. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, when you get down to it, when you peel the onion back another layer, and you know, you look at that article we were talking about in the last segment. I don't know if we got into all the details of it. Actually, I did see the article, but you have these militant Jews walking around East Jerusalem saying, kill the Arabs or something like that, right? Once you've got Western countries where white people are marginalized and it's full of black and brown people, then the... Why wouldn't we expect the largely, you know, the Jewish dominated elite to go Israeli on the black and brown people?
Well, just to quote a little bit from the article that we were talking about from Forbes, top line: the dramatic drop in global carbon emissions seen during the early days of the pandemic and global shutdowns would need to be matched every 2 years for the rest of the decade in order to meet the goals outlined in the Paris Climate Change Agreement, according to a new study. Though the authors don't recommend that the world rely on lockdowns to help battle climate change. So they're saying that shutting everything down and damaging, you know, small ownership businesses, that was all good because of carbon emissions being reduced to a level that they see as fit. And so we should do this every 2 years. That's the gist of the article. I don't know, you got some comments on that?
So with the... you know, the climate change, in the long run, you would expect to have, I don't know, like environmental changes that might lead to crop failures or things like that. Or maybe, you know, things that in the long run might lead to violent competition between states for land, things like that. In other words, war in the long run. But what they're talking about. What they're talking about doing instead is, like, let's have economic depressions every couple of years. Well, guess what? That leads to wars in the short run, right? So it's I that's the whole thing. That what they're what they're trying to do, like everything they're trying to do, how does it not lead to World War III, and pretty soon, you know, whether it's directly pushing for war against Russia or China, whether it's plunging us into economic depressions. What else? I mean, it just all seems to push us to a state where we're going to have World War III. It's crazy. Or you know, massive rapid depopulation. How's that not going to lead to World War III?
It's almost as if, and I'm choosing my words carefully, it's almost as if they want to destroy America.
And by America, do we mean Western civilization?
Of course. The white man, the Western civilization developed by the white European. I mean, it's like they want to destroy that. And what then? You know, where will all these Jewish oligarchs go when America is destroyed? That's a question. But it does seem like that's one of the goals that they're trying to, implement and go after, is the total destruction of not only white people, but their civilization. But what civilization is left when you destroy it? Whites?
Well, okay, so you had an Eastern civilization, you know, China, Japan, centered around China, but Japan and Korea, I guess Vietnam. You had an Eastern civilization that wasn't the civilization that went on to become the world civilization. It wasn't the civilization that created the modern world. But honestly, it probably would have maybe in another couple of centuries. The Chinese had sailed as far as Africa. The Japanese had sailed down to the Philippines. I mean, they were doing pretty long distance voyages. There's a lot of things. But they didn't. It was the West that created the modern world. But I think the Eastern civilization wasn't that far behind and actually could pick up the pieces, right? They could pick up the pieces. They can maintain high levels of technological societies already. You know, they can do that, even higher than the Western countries. Who knows? But my question, though, is let's just say we get into Mad Max situation. You do have a World War III, and you have a dramatic drop in industrial infrastructure. And maybe some technologies, there might be some residual technologies. Maybe they're able to keep an internet or cell phone networks going, but a lot of stuff is hard to repair. So you get into Mad Max territory. Who do you think would, what group do you think would emerge or survive a Mad Max period to rebuild civilization or rebuild a future, or would it even happen? It's a question, and I don't have an answer. But what do you think?
Ooh, you know, I think the Europeans would eventually dominate, given that scenario.
Okay, I mean, you have Europeans. You would have some remnants of, the Oriental cultures. You would probably have Jews. Or would they actually be holocausted this time?
I think the dominant force would be Europeans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With that mixture that you laid out.
Okay. I don't know. That's what I was asking. All right. Where do we go from here?
All right. So we're still in the prep, right?
Yep. See. I rely on this, I do. And I appreciate it.
Well, we got from the forward, we know we're all going to transition into some sort of a cryptocurrency. And apparently there is a Jewish whiz kid from Bitcoin, according to the forward. Are you familiar with this?
I see it. I saw it. I didn't dive into it. So please explain.
Before the late January arrest, this is on the Forward, which is a Jewish publication. Before the late January arrest of Charlie Shrim, the yeshiva-educated mastermind behind the online commerce site BitInstant, I hadn't made a Jewish connection with Bitcoin, a digital currency that's not regulated or backed by any government or central bank, and whose value depends on demand. Bitcoin has been all over the business and technology pages, but has barely been seen in Jewish media. In the most public faces, its most public faces have been promoters like Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, the uber goyish twins played by Armie Hammer in the 2010 film The Social Network. The pair invested $1.5 million in Shrim's business last year and got more press than he did. So just to give you a little bit of a background on this, Charlie Shrim, who is Jewish, was using cryptocurrency-based technologies to do illegal procedures where that he can get money and is untraced. So he was basically money laundering with cryptocurrency. And wow. He was arrested for that.
Thanks. I
was just going to say that he was associated with Bitcoin.
Yeah, I saw somebody money laundering once. It was pretty wild. There was this giant phone bank, and this was in Tokyo. They had pay phones, and this was like 30 years ago probably, and there were phone cards. And this guy, who was obviously a gangster, a low-ranking gangster, was at a bank of about 30 phones, and he was keeping people away from them. And he was just feeding phone cards into them, just had a whole bunch of phone cards. So what I'm sure it was is, you know, I don't know if they still have it, but they used to have these like you could call in and some woman would like make orgasmic sounds into the phone, like a phone sex thing, which was really expensive. You know, like it's $15 a minute or something. Well, what would that be? That would be, you know. The phone cards were completely anonymous, right? And then you're taking all this money that was ill-got, and then you can buy the phone cards or whatever. You can put that on the registration that, oh yeah, we've got a lot of communications in our firm or whatever. I don't know, but that had to be money laundering. Why else would you do that? And crypto. That seemed to be the original attraction to it, that it seemed to be anonymous. But actually, Bitcoin's not necessarily anonymous. Maybe it's completely open. There, one of the others, I guess, Monero. Is Monero anonymous? And so what's the attraction? What makes cryptocurrency different from just any other electronic money, like, you know, credit cards? And I guess part of it was that it wasn't regulated by central banks or banking industry. It has the potential to be anonymous and outside the system. But I guess what and I'm not an expert in this, but it seems maybe you've got a fight going on where banking authorities, governmental authorities are trying to gain control over the crypto technology and squeeze out those that they don't control. So I don't know.
No,
what are your thoughts on it?
I see your point totally. And that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, currently cryptocurrencies are for people who want to, pay for things on the dark web. And be under the radar, but I do foresee a time when the system will try to pull everyone together to get a similar mark or a chip or some sort of thing to access.
Is this the mark of the beast in order to buy and sell?
It is setting us up for it. Because
if we don't have anything else to talk about, maybe we should talk about that on the other side of the break.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do that.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
And we are back, and I will tell you something, as a non-religious person, to right now to try to argue against a lot of biblical prophecy, it's not an enviable position. So let's hear about the mark of the beast and what's going on.
Well, you know, as is mentioned in Revelation 13, you have a prophecy of the beast who will take power, and who will cause all on the earth to worship him, and they will receive a mark in their right hand or on their forehead. And this mark is a number. It's the number of man, and it is 666. It's very interesting that we've actually had legislation, and you and I covered this before, that have been doled out that have the three sixes in them.
Had four sixes, so, I mean, like an extra six, and the extra six is for extra sick.
It's, you know, I mean, I think they're messing with us at this point when they rolled out the legislation out. But let me read just from Revelation 13, starting with verse 11. And behold, another beast was coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. And he exercises all of the power of the first beast before him, and he causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he goeth and he doeth great wonders, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them which dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the first beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and which did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the beast and the image should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's Revelation 13. It's basically saying that a system will be put in place on the earth where you will not be able to function without a certain mark. And a mark could be translated as a microchip that fits in your right hand or your forehead. And so when I hear these businesses saying that without the mask, you can't do business, without the vaccine, you can't do business. Well, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to without the mark, you can't do business.
Well, I tell you, if these guys, if they weren't divinely inspired, they were pretty smart and had a lot of foresight. And you would think that if you're introducing a bill and it's like Bill 6, was it 6666, you might... You know, and it just was by coincidence it came up. You might just say, let's name a few post offices and let's get to 6670, right? Wouldn't you do that?
You would think. But no.
But of course not. But we're out of time. But thank you so much for joining me, Jeremy.
Thanks for letting me get religiously nerdy. And you guys stay classy, RBN.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Legal Radio.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.